I would like to start off with thanking Mr. Soueris and Orascom Construction Industries for the opportunity to speak today, and more importantly, for choosing this great area for this investment. The Lee County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved Orascom Construction Industries' offer to build the Iowa Fertilizer Company plant here in southeast Iowa. We had an excellent opportunity to bring economic growth to Lee County. Over the life of the plant, Iowa Fertilizer Company will be paying hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes to the state and community, money that would not exist without the plant. This will help make Lee County and southeast Iowa more attractive to new businesses looking to develop here. As you may know, Lee County has the highest unemployment rate in the state. We desperately need the jobs that Iowa Fertilizer Company will create, 2,500 construction jobs and 165 permanent jobs. These are high-quality jobs that will be available to the citizens of southeast Iowa. This is also money being directly invested back into our community. I'm excited to be breaking ground today on this excellent opportunity for growth in Lee County. It is with great pleasure that I welcome Orascom Construction Industries and the Iowa Fertilizer Plant to the great state of Iowa and to Lee County. Thank you. Next, I would like to introduce Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Bill Northey.
Well, thank you, Larry. Great to be here. Thank you all for being here at this great event today. What a wonderful day, a wonderful November day to be able to break ground on this project. And thanks to everybody that's been involved in making this all happen. This is a very, very important project. You know, sometimes we celebrate each of the days, and we don't think of how many days and years, decades into the future these projects have a great impact. And as we think about Iowa and all the Iowa farmers out there that are looking forward to products coming from this plant, that's a very family-oriented business as well. So in Iowa, we produce about 14 million acres of corn every year. That makes us the largest corn-producing state in the country, largest nitrogen-fertilizing-using state in the country as well. In fact, if we would compare ourselves to the other countries of the world, not just the other states of the United States, we would be the fourth largest corn-producing country in the world. Oh, yeah, that's worth applauding. And even in really, really challenging years like this year, we still produced 80% of what last year's yield was in the worst drought we had in 50 years. And that's because of the phenomenal land, the phenomenal producers, access to inputs that we have here as well, and an industry that is an estate that is agriculturally based. It's been such a huge part of the state's economy since the beginning of the state. And agriculture offers tremendous economic value to the state of Iowa, but it also offers something very personal as well. As you look around, one of the things we get to do is celebrate 100th anniversaries of farms in the same family. This last year, we gave out awards to 267 farms that now have been, this year, recognized with a 100-year award. And over the last 30 years, we've given out 17,000 Century Farm Awards to farmers. We gave out 6,750-year awards. And so to understand the context of these very important days, I think we have to understand the histories and the families that we're talking about here today. There will be families that will work at this plant whose kids and maybe grandkids will work at this plant as well. And those are the things that we're celebrating. Certainly there are farmers that will benefit by having locally produced nitrogen that will be available, that will have its more stable supply than what we see right now, maybe more competitively priced, certainly than products that we're having to bring in from overseas. So we have a lot to celebrate to do today, And thank you all for being a part of it, and it's my pleasure to have been a part of it as well. Let me also add one last thing, too. Certainly a thank you to our governor and his administration for the strong outreach that they have made in all kinds of agricultural areas across the state. Agriculture is providing a lot of economic development, not just jobs on farms, not just jobs that we think of directly involved in agriculture, but jobs all over the state because agriculture is so strong. And so he's done a great job of recognizing that. That's something that's been in his heart from the time that he grew up, and certainly great appreciation to the governor for that. Please. Now, it's my pleasure to ask Chuck Gipp to come forward, the director of the DNR, and a great job that he's done as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Governor. It isn't often that the director of the Department of Natural Resources get applause any place I go. But we are very happy to be here, and it's good afternoon for everybody. It's just over a year ago today, Mr. Suarez, that we met at a location just south of here when you were looking for a site to bring this fertilizer company plant. And I distinctly remember that day I was standing in line with a bunch of the officials there at the time. And we were introducing ourselves, and you come up to me, and I introduced myself. I'm Chuck Yip, Deputy Director of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and you pointed at me. He says, "You're the guy that the governor said that I'm supposed to see when I get here." Because it's not only important about the economic incentives we have to be offered here in Iowa in order to get companies to look and locate here. It's making sure that the environmental processes and the applications to get those sites online are met in an expeditious manner, and that's where the department comes in. It's our job and our mission to protect and enhance the natural resource in this state, and the permitting process that it takes to get that done is what's really important. But at the same time, without that, without somebody applying, that we don't have great days like this. And so I'm really thankful for Orscom Industries for inviting the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to attend this groundbreaking ceremony for the Iowa Fertilizer Company plant. It's been a pleasure working with you and with Stanley Consultants. You know, we at the DNR are very appreciative of OCI's efforts to submit all the applications in a timely manner. The overall organization of this process allowed the DNR to respond very quickly. Now, it takes people to do that, and while there's a number of parts of the Department of Natural Resources when it comes to floodplains and it comes to air quality, water quality, water withdrawal, a lot of moving parts in the department to make that all happen. And one of the things the department has done is we've got ourselves what we call a business liaison, and that's a very important factor in getting this done today. And while I'll be remiss in not recognizing some people in the Department of Natural Resources, I would also be remiss if I didn't recognize one person in particular, and Christine Spackman. Christine, please stand up, please. Christine has been marvelous for this whole process because in order to make sure that all these permits and applications are processed in a timely manner, it makes somebody, we have to have somebody that's integral to that knowledge about what has to be done and when it has to be done, and be that center point person to make sure that everything is done when it is. In fact, normally the Department of Natural Resources get accused of being slow in doing the permitting process. I can tell you I had my first experience where I had a legislator say, "You guys are way too quick. Did you sure you do everything that you needed to do on this?" But we did do everything we needed to do on this, and it was only because of the great work from Stanley Consultants and for the company representatives that we got in here today and got everything online. This is a very high-profile project, and it's a great day to be in Iowa because of what this brings to this particular community. And so we're very proud of that. One thing that we are confident of, and that is this company, is they will use the best available technology available today to make sure that the air quality and the water quality in this area are protected and enhanced. They have committed to doing that, and everything they've done through their consultants is showing that they're committed to doing that as well. So we are very pleased as the Department of Natural Resources and all the employees of the DNR to be here today as a part of this great day of welcoming this company to the state of Iowa. Thank you very much for that. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce your next speaker, the Director of the Iowa Finance Authority, Dave Jamieson. Dave.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chuck. I just, too, am very proud to be here and be part of this. What a great, significant occasion this is, the groundbreaking of a very large capital investment in Iowa. This project will provide tremendous boost to the local economy through thousands of construction jobs and full-time permanent jobs. First, I want to welcome Nasuth Sawiris and the entire Orascom Construction Industries team to Iowa. It is my honest and sincere belief that you will not find a more committed, driven, and proud workforce anywhere in the country than right here in Iowa. Welcome and thank you for choosing Iowa. I also want to extend congratulations to Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, and Director Durham for this big win for Iowa. Both the construction jobs as well as the hundreds of permanent full-time jobs generated through this project will have a positive, long-lasting impact on Lee County and our great state. The Iowa Finance Authority is proud to have played a role in bringing this fertilizer plant to Lee County. The state of Iowa was allocated $2.6 billion in bonding authority for Midwest disaster area bonds in 2008 through the Heartland Disaster Tax Relief Act. Midwest disaster area bonds are private activity, federal tax-exempt bonds designed to facilitate economic recovery in the 78 counties that were impacted and declared a disaster by the floods of 2008. 68 projects throughout Iowa have benefited from Midwest disaster area bonds, and after approval of the issuance of these bonds for the Iowa Fertilizer Company project, I'm proud to report that the full $2.6 billion in bonding authority allocated to Iowa will be completely allocated, and that's good for Iowa. Last week, the Iowa Finance Authority Board of Directors approved more than $1.19 billion in federal tax-exempt Midwest disaster area bonds to assist in this financing this project. And in the audience today is our board chair, Dar Baum. So I'd like to recognize Dar. She is a Burlington resident, so we're right in her backyard. And her leadership on the board is very much appreciated in bringing this project together. This is the largest bond issuance in the history of the Iowa Finance Authority, and it was one that we're proud to make for this company, for Orascom, in Iowa, and be part of this investment. On behalf of the Iowa Finance Authority, I extend my congratulations to the entire Orascom construction team, the Branstad administration, the citizens and community leaders of Lee County. And they told me if I keep my remarks short that there's a chance I get invited back for the ribbon cutting. And that's two of my favorite things about my job is the excitement of watching growth and the groundbreakings and ribbon cuttings. So I look forward to returning to the ribbon cutting. Now I have the distinct honor of introducing, when it comes to economic development in Iowa, I get to introduce the tip of the spear, Director Debbie Durham.
Well, thank you, Director Jamison. I am so pleased to be here today to be part of this celebration. Despite a few competing challenges along the way, we were able to work with Orascom to make sure their $1.4 billion project eventually ended up right where it belongs, and that's in Iowa. I did jokingly say, after all, where else could you locate the Iowa Fertilizer Project, right? We do certainly have a lot to celebrate today. Iowa Fertilizer Company's new plant will be the first world-scale natural gas-based fertilizer plant built in the United States in nearly 25 years, at least from the ground up. And that will help reduce our country's dependence on imported fertilizers, which currently exceeds 14 million metric tons of ammonia, urea, and urea ammonia nitrate annually. The new plant will utilize proven state-of-the-art production process technologies, and more importantly, will provide a sure supply of competitively priced fertilizer for our Iowa farmers. It has been a pleasure to be and a privilege to be part of recruiting Orascom and the Iowa Fertilizer Company to Iowa. From the local officials here in Lee County to the company executives under the leadership of Mr. Soares, to my colleagues at the state of Iowa, this has truly been a group effort. I learned a long time ago there is no I in economic development. It is all about we, and we did it together. And joining me, of course, is Alan Williams, who was our project manager, who makes me look good every day. So thank you, Alan. The project is also another reminder to the world that the state of Iowa is now open for business. We are so proud that Orascom joins other global companies like CJ Corporation in Fort Dodge, Valent Biosciences in Osage, and Mitas Tires in Charles City, just to name a few, in making their North American investments right here in Iowa. A big reason those companies and many others choose Iowa is due to our overall business climate. We have a regulatory environment that is both balanced and efficient. We have some of the most well-trained and productive workforces around, and we have competitively priced inputs and a great proximity to markets for your products. And because we do have some work still to do to make our tax structure more competitive for companies selling their products within the state of Iowa, we have incentive programs that allow us to level the playing field. But the one thing that makes Iowa unique that no other state can claim, and that is we have a leader like Governor Branstad. He is a tireless advocate for our state. I have the pleasure of watching him work every day to make sure Iowa's business climate is business friendly so we can contract and continue to attract $1.4 billion projects that will create good paying jobs, that will turn an economy around for a corner of the state that both needs it and deserves it. So it is my pleasure to introduce you today the reason why I am here and so many others on stage, our Governor Terry Branstad.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Debbie Durham, thank you for that very nice introduction. More importantly, thank you for the great job you do every day promoting Iowa and the wonderful experience that you've heard from a number of the members of our team at the state level, and you've heard from Larry Cruzy representing the Board of Supervisors here in Lee County, and we are a team. We need to work together, the state and local officials, and certainly we're very proud of the agriculture industry we have in Iowa because it's Iowa farmers that are the customers for this very important plant. And I want to thank Mr. Saweris for the invitation to be here today and to join with him in this joyous occasion as we celebrate this outstanding investment in the groundbreaking for this new fertilizer plant. I'm excited to be here. I want to apologize that Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds couldn't join me. She is leading our efforts for STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, and she's at a national conference on that in New York today. So I want to apologize that she couldn't. She would love to have been here. But to participate in this ceremonial groundbreaking for this new company is a great thing for Lee County in southeast Iowa. Orascom Construction Industries is an international leader in fertilizer and construction. Their projects and investments span across the world. We're glad that they've chosen southeast Iowa as a site for this Iowa fertilizer company. We're thrilled about the number of high-quality, good-paying jobs that we'll bring to this state, and we're excited to see the ground is already being broken. As you can see, these construction jobs are starting now. Soon there will be other jobs to operate this plant, and there will be spin-off jobs in this region as well. In addition to the initial $1.4 billion investment, the Iowa Fertilizer Company has made a Buy Iowa pledge. There will be opportunities for more Iowa companies to do business here. The economic benefits for this new plant will not only be felt here in Lee County, it'll be felt throughout the entire state of Iowa. As we continue to grow our economy, we're lucky to have a partner like Iowa Fertilizer Company. This project is a testament to the sound financial footing that Iowa currently enjoys, and we're working on making it even better, as Debbie Durham alluded in her remarks. Iowa is well positioned to continue to welcome new business to our great state. We got our financial house in order. We are looking at other things we can do to make our state more competitive. As you know, the fertilizer industry is a growing sector, and when this fertilizer plant is up and running, it is estimated by the Iowa Farm Bureau that it will save Iowa farmers $700 million a year in the cost of nitrogen fertilizer. That's one of the big costs you have in growing corn, and as you've heard, we are equivalent to the fourth largest nation in the world in terms of growing corn. Iowa farmers can now use that money to invest in new equipment and other things that will grow jobs in our state, different ways that we can maximize our crop yields and really truly feed a growing world population. This is a win-win situation for all involved. as more Iowans are being put back to work to produce a product that's going to be used by Iowa farmers and help them save thousands of dollars in their production costs each and every year. We're working hard to bring more companies to our state, and while today is a great celebration, it's just the beginning. Our work is far from done. We expect to see a lot more great things like this happen in the months and years ahead. The state legislature needs to help us by reducing both the corporate income tax as well as the property tax so we can be competitive and not have to use as much in terms of incentives. In fact, some of these incentives are contingent and won't need to be used if indeed the legislature responds as we expect they will in this session. We all know that Iowa is a great place to do business. We live here and we love this state, but we want everyone else to know that Iowa is a great place to do business, and we want the world to join us. So I again thank Mr. Sawiris for inviting me to join with all of you today. I know the Iowa Fertilizer Company will be a great company and do great work here in the decades to come. It is my honor and privilege to introduce the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Orascom Construction Industries, Mr. Nassef Sawiris.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. I would like to thank everyone for joining us today in celebrating the groundbreaking ceremony for Iowa Fertilizer Company. I would also like to recognize everyone who has spoken today and thank each of you for your work in bringing this project to Lee County. Most importantly, I would like to thank everyone in Southeast Iowa for welcoming us to the community. Iowa was chosen for the home of the Iowa Fertilizer Company for many reasons. Its location in the U.S. Corn Belt will allow us to easily transport fertilizers to where it is needed in the Midwest. This state boasts the highest production of corn in America, making Iowa a great investment for Orascom Construction Industries. Additionally, we love Iowa's great work ethic and values. We are grateful for the hospitality and support we have received. I just mentioned to the governor that Iowa means yes in Egypt. Iowa specifically presented a great opportunity for this $1.4 billion investment. We are honored to start construction in Lee County and to put men and women to work. During the three-year construction phase, approximately 2,500 jobs will be created, and once built, employ 165 permanent workers with high-paying jobs. The plan will also spur the creation of over 700 supplemental jobs in the area. Iowa Fertilizer Company will use state-of-the-art technology to ensure it will be the safest and most efficient plant in the United States. It will produce between 1.5 and 2 million metric tons a year of ammonia, urea, UAN, and diesel exhaust fluids. OCI's acquisition of the White's Company will allow us to have a strong and trusted presence during the construction of Iowa Fertilizer Company. Between the White's Company and our Buy Iowa pledge, we'll be able to take advantage of the skills available in the state and are glad to be bringing jobs to Southeast Iowa.